back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing. And every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit MaryBirdLake.org to learn more.
In our medical segment today, we are going to be talking with Dr. Catherine Castle, who is a radiation oncologist at the new Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. Dr. Castle, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Kay.
So with October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, what are some important things we should know about early detection of the disease?
So this is such an important topic, and I really can't emphasize enough for women out there the importance of early detection for breast cancer, because this increases the likelihood of cure and often allows for less intense treatment. The mammogram is an effective and validated screening tool that has been shown to decrease breast cancer death by nearly 30%.
So that's why women need to go out and get screened and get that early detection. Now let's talk about when should women start to get screened for breast cancer?
Yeah, so I'm sure you know, for average risk women, there is some controversy over exactly when screening should begin with mammogram, depending on which set of guidelines you look at. But most of us continue to recommend an annual clinical breast exam by a physician and an annual mammogram beginning at the age of 40. It's also important, I said that was for average risk. It's important for women to be familiar with their family history of cancer, specifically breast and ovarian cancer, but also other cancers, and update their providers with this family history, because some women may be at a higher risk of developing a breast cancer, and guidelines may be different for them. Genetic testing may be recommended, or starting screening earlier.
Absolutely. And just, you know, as a rule of thumb, it's typically 10 years earlier than that first degree relative was diagnosed, just, you know, so that women know if my mom was 40, that tend to start at 30. But that is something that you've got to have that conversation with your physician about. So let's talk about, if someone is wanting to get screened, they've heard us, they're going, oh, I haven't gone out and done that yet, how can they do that? And some women are worried that, you know, they don't have insurance, it's not covered. Let's talk about ways that everyone can go take care of themselves this month.
Sure. So many women do, you know, have their mammograms ordered through their gynecologist, their primary care physician. But for women who are worried that it won't be covered, or anyone really, Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center, in conjunction with Women's Hospital, is proud to offer free, I emphasize free, breast cancer screening throughout the community all year. And if someone is interested in that, they can schedule an appointment by visiting the Breast and GYN. breastandgyncancer.org, or they could call 215-1234.
Who can't remember that number? 215-1234. So if someone ends up being diagnosed with breast cancer, we're going to move on to that next step. The Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion really prides itself on its complete comprehensive care that it provides. Tell us more about that.
Sure. Well, of course, we don't want women to be diagnosed with breast cancer. This really is my favorite thing to discuss, because I feel so passionate about the comprehensive care that we provide at the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. And that is a partnership between Mary Bird Perkins and Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center and Women's Hospital. And here at the Pavilion, we're able to provide the highest quality breast cancer care by having a team of physicians who focus and specialize in breast cancer and work extraordinarily closely together. This allows for women to have screening, surgery, infusion, radiation, and even all of their follow-up care by experts, all in a single location. And we really pride ourselves on giving patients as positive an experience as possible as they go through this. The care is comprehensive, that in addition to the treatment that we offer, throughout a woman's journey, we offer many supportive services. We have dietitians and social workers and nurse navigators. We have a mind-body program to help patients with stress. We can set them up with breast cancer specialists for physical therapy and medical exercise. And we're just able to meet so many patient needs through the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. Additionally, our team stays up to date and rapidly adapts advanced treatment techniques that allow for more effective treatment, but also allow us to help minimize treatment-related side effects for our patients.
Absolutely. I think it's so great with everything together in one spot because it's so stressful for women having to run here, run there, and also the thought of having to leave the city or leave and go to another state. And we can offer that right there. And you hit it right on the nail when you said offer the latest in treatment. Now, there's an interesting technique the Pavilion is using when it comes to treating breast cancer with radiation. Let's talk a little bit about that since that's your expertise right there.
Sure. So a technique that we frequently use for patients with left-sided breast cancer and also even for some patients with right-sided breast cancer where we need to treat a larger area is something called deep inspiration breath hold technique. And this is used to decrease the radiation dose to the heart and often even the lungs.
So how otherwise does this work? I mean, it is great because people think, you know, when you're radiating something, you've got other vital parts in there.
Absolutely. So because of the location of the heart being right behind the chest wall and the breast tissue being just in front of the chest wall, incidentally, the heart often does receive some low to moderate dose of radiation. But it's fascinating because we can actually use someone's own body. And when we ask them to take a deep breath in and hold it and the lungs fill with air, it actually pushes the heart backwards and downwards and further away from the area that we're treating with radiation. And this, in my patients, I've looked at what percentage we can even further reduce the heart dose by, and that's 30 to 70% further heart reduction by using this technique.
That's awesome. So the Pavilion is always doing new, innovative things, and they just introduced a new way that people can provide motivation for cancer patients going through treatment. So it's called Hope Notes. Speak on that a little bit and what that involves.
Yeah, so this is a great way that people out there listening can really support those who are going through a diagnosis and treatment of breast cancer. So there is a website. It's breastandgyncancer.org/hope. And people in the community can send a free personalized message to a breast or gynecologic cancer patient. The sender can choose to electronically sign their name or have it delivered anonymously. And there's a number of very beautiful design options that they can choose from, and they can choose an inspirational message or create their own inspirational message. And then these notes are hand-delivered to patients when they arrive for their treatment. And I've been able to see patients walk in just holding these notes, and you can tell it can really light up their day. And again, this website for anybody who wants to do this to support our patients, it's breastandgyncancer.org/hope.
That is awesome because who doesn't like a special moment coming into their day when maybe they're down, they're going in for treatment, and for someone to come in with a very positive light. I think that's a very cool program.
It is. I think it's great.
So now if someone wants to find out any more information about breast cancer or anything that we've been talking about today, what's that best source?
So our website for the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion is breastandgyncancer.org. Or they can call 225-215-7600. That's 225-215-7600 to get additional information.
Thank you so much for being with us. We have been talking with Dr. Catherine Castle, who is a radiation oncologist at the Breast and GYN Cancer Pavilion. Thank you, Dr. Castle. And we hope everyone will go out there, put on their pink, and make sure that they, if they're a woman or all the women in their family, are taking care of themselves and getting screened early. Thank you for all that valuable information. And our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. And up next, we're going to be talking about fairs and festivals, fun times hitting the road all over the state in Louisiana.
No place better
than home.
That's right.
More Rocket Right Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.